Thank you, Sarah. Very much a local touch to the news now, with a mix of subjects, as we hear of the success of the Norwich in Bloom team and the start of the annual Norwich Beer Festival, then the unwelcome news that some of the trees in Eaton Park are dying. However, we'll start with the clean-up campaign for the River Wensum. Volunteers keeping the River Wensum tidy collected 16 black sacks of litter on their latest clean-up, and a submerged motor scooter. Norwich River Care, which was set up in April, carried out a routine litter pick around the river and collected 16 bags of rubbish. They also unearthed a motor scooter, which was left on the riverbed, an inflatable, though now deflatable. It's a concern that more polluted waterways get, it becomes more unhealthy for our wildlife. The River Care Group, which has grown each month, also marked the start of National Mammal Week by installing a mammal raft along the water near the Marlpit pub. The small floating platform is anchored to the bank and uses a tray of clay to record the tracks of animals visiting the raft, and they hope it will confirm the presence of otters in the area.
As Norwich's In Bloom team gears up for the national finals this Friday, it's also preparing to bid a fond farewell to its first president. The Norwich Business Improvement District is one of the 78 finalists vying for gold in the Royal Horticultural Society's Britain in Bloom competition. It's the first time that the Business Improvement District has got through to the national stages of the event. And while October the 27th could be a day of celebration, it will also be one of sadness as Michael King, the first president of the Friends of Norwich in Bloom, steps down after 12 years. He said, "Our many groups and organisations ensured cleansing, watering and weeding of our displays were at their best for the big day. I was delighted that the Regional Anglia in Bloom Awards in September, Norwich BID was awarded a gold standard and winner of the BID category. RHS judges visited Norwich on August the 8th and were led around the city by the tour team. They were taken to areas including the Assembly House, City Hall, Memorial Gardens and All Saints Green. The Norwich Group is competing in the Business Improvement District category and hopes to be recognised as one of the cleanest and greenest places to live in the UK. Each finalist will be awarded a gold, silver, gilt, silver or bronze medal when the results are announced at the Britain in Bloom Awards ceremony in Llandudno.
For the next week, beer lovers from across Norfolk and beyond will have the chance to hail the ale as the 40th annual Norwich Beer Festival kicks off. Hosted in St Andrew's and Blackfriars Halls in the city centre, the festival, organised by the Norwich Norfolk Camera Branch, will run until Saturday, October the 28th. Beverages from all over the world will be presented during the annual six-day event, with some festival specials to mark the 40th year. Festival organisers have tracked down beers originally brewed for the first beer festival back in 1977, including Banks's, now Marston's Bitter and Mild. Also making reappearances are Fuller's ESB, Holden's Black Country Bitter, Hook Norton's Cooper Ale and Hooky Bitter, plus Marston's Bass and Courage Directors. Also included in the revisiting beers are McMullen's AK with Country Bitter, together with Shepherd Neen's Master Brew, Theakston's Old Peculiar and Wells Eagle IPA. As well as more than 220 cask-conditioned ales, the 2017 festival will also offer 80 different varieties of cider and perries, mostly from East Anglia.
More than 20 trees in a Norwich park are set to be removed after they were found to be dead, dying or in a dangerous state. Signs have recently gone up on a number of trees in Eaton Park stating that they had been inspected and were going to be cut down. The notices prompted concern among some visitors to the park, but Judith Lubbock, a member of the Friends of Eaton Park Committee and city councillors for Eaton Ward, insisted the action was necessary. A City Hall spokesman said, following recent inspections, 24 trees have been identified for removal in Eaton Park. 9 of these are either dead, dying or dangerous. The remaining 15 are the remnants of an avenue of red horse chestnut trees located east from the bandstand towards the Rose Garden. These are all in a poor condition due to significant crown dieback and brittle decay on the main stems. Following consultation with the Friends of Eaton Park, we'll be replacing the horse chestnut trees with an avenue of walnut trees in the coming planting season, which will be November to March. The local environment benefits greatly from the avenues of trees in Eaton Park, which are an integral part of the visual appeal of the area and which enhance people's enjoyment. Therefore, it's important these avenues are maintained and developed for future generations.
It's a fine city which could be described as being as pretty as a picture. Well, now Norwich has been turned into a picture by a team of budding architects and artists who have drawn a 360-degree view of the city from the top of the castle's mound. About 50 people came together to create a panoramic cityscape as part of a project led by the Norwich University of the Arts Architectural Department and Norwich-based LSI Architects. Artists of all ages and abilities took their places in front of different numbers at the top of the mound to draw a different section of the panorama, which, once finished, was displayed at Norwich Castle's Keep. Well, that's all from part one, so it's goodbye from
Paddy
and myself, Ian. And now it's on to part two, where your readers are Pauline Goldsworthy and Chris Gillam.